Did you know that if your relationship with God is off, your relationships with people won't be right either? Sin doesn't stay in one lane. It wrecks everything. Paul shows us that being under sin fractures both our vertical relationship with God and our horizontal relationships with others. And this isn't accidental. It's at the very foundation of the nature of sin. So think back to the book of Genesis. When Adam and Eve sinned, they didn't just hide from God, but they end up turning on one another. Sin always distorts in both directions. And that's why the Ten Commandments are split the way that they are. Love God, that's what the first table of the law says, and then love people. And sin corrupts both. You can't claim to love God while living in bitterness towards others. And you can't fix relational chaos by ignoring your brokenness before God. Our culture says relationships fail because of incompatibility or poor communication. Scripture says they fail because of sin. We don't just need better skills, we need new hearts. And the reason your words wound or your patience runs thin and your love grows cold is because sin has invaded the system. And until that root issue is addressed, surface level fixes won't last. The gospel doesn't just reconcile us to God, it transforms how we relate to others. So pray this with me today. Father, heal my broken relationships by first restoring my heart before you. Here's two people that you can be praying for today. Brandon and Brittany Lingle and their family are missionaries in Thailand, and also the Makande LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Mozambique.